Now we're going to turn to our first guest is here this morning, Sally Fraser. Morning.
Good morning.
So you work for the council, but you live in Raglan.
Yes, I do.
Yep, just down the road from me, as luck would have it. You're the waste services manager.
Yes.
Do you liaise with Extreme Zero Waste?
Yes.
In council, right?
Yep. So they're one of our contractors. They have one of our curbside contracts, amongst other things. They do a lot more out here, but we also look after curbside contracts for all of our community, from Pōkeno and Tōko in the north, all the way down here to Whangaroa, Raglan.
Right, and it's a diverse little district with many different things going on.
Yes.
So you're dealing with all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the thing that you've that we're here to talk to you about is So Timber. So, is this your baby? This project? Did you come up with this?
It was a collab between myself and Leanne, who's in the community led development team council, and she's
Leanne Vandenberg.
Passionate about reducing fabric waste and upcycling, and so there was one little project that I was doing, which we kind of hinged off this, and that's it's called the Collectors Anonymous booklet, and that Collectors Anonymous is a brand that they promote all the op shops and secondhand shops and vintage shops around New Zealand.
Okay,
and a paid book, but we did a bit of a project with them to have a free booklet just for the Waikato district, and we've created an app. So when I had that going, I thought, well, we need to launch it, so maybe we should wrap some stuff around it. So we started to think of a couple of events, and then with Leanne's passion and community connections and all the other kind of cool community stuff happening in the waste space, like repair cafes and the stuff that the community house is doing, we just suddenly realised, oh, we could bring together a whole month of events. So that's how So Timber was born.
Yep.
And we're calling it All Things Sewing, Repair, Reuse and Refashioning and slow fashion.
Slow fashion, yes, because fast fashion, one of my daughters worked for Extreme for a little while in the last couple of years, and she kept muttering about fast fashion, the piles of clothes that were coming through that they were struggling to sell back out again. That's a bit of a problem in the last few years.
Yeah, I think it's more than the last few years, and it's just, you know, it is kind of crazy that you can buy a brand new T-shirt in New Zealand for $3, you know, so there's a lot of externalisation of stuff going on to get that to happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, back in the day there was four seasons a year, but now these big manufacturers and clothing brands, they're pumping out seasons all the time. I'm saying seasons, quote unquote.
Right.
So there's not just summer, winter, you know, autumn, it's all the time.
Right.
There's new trends, new fashions, and So I think kind of like the globalisation of clothing like that has increased the amount of waste that we get from fabric and textiles.
Sounds like it. And Gemma from Extreme, I was talking to her a couple of days ago, and she said that there's like these fabric mountains somewhere around the world because the stuff's, it's no longer its season. They didn't sell it, and they just go and dump it somewhere.
I know.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I don't know too much about that. She probably knows a little bit more than me, but we just know, you know, there's a lot of stuff coming, and the quality of the clothes is usually a little bit less.
Yes.
So maybe they don't hold their shape as well. They get a rip, or the button falls off. And so that's the kind of thing is, you know, the overall thing about slow fashion is like, buy what you really need, buy what you really love, buy what really suits you, wear it a lot, look after it well, and keep it in your wardrobe for a long time.
So what's happening this month? Like, the first thing's happening today as well, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we kicked out a little bit the very last day of August, but that was up in Huntly. But we've got a trash to textile art workshop happening at the community house. So they've got four events. They're one of the ones who I just knew was already doing cool stuff.
Yeah.
And so we've supported them a little bit. So they've got four different events happening during the month. So they're doing things like using soft plastics, so bread bags and things like that, and turning them into reusable things.
And
wet bags and stuff like that. And then the last event that they're having at the end of the month, which is the 25th, is about creating your own little sewing kit.
Yep.
So we've given them a little bit of funding for that. But so if people were like, I would like to get it, but I don't have the cottons or the needles and a little pair of scissors, they can pop along there and make their own little sewing kit, so they can learn how to sew and then take a little sewing kit home to be able to use. Yep.
So they've got something every Wednesday afternoon through the month.
Yeah,
from 2 to 4.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's serious. Yeah, Denise has been busy.
So. Yeah, she's very busy.
Yeah. So that's, I'm just looking at the poster here.
Yeah.
And you're doing a lot of stuff in Raglan, but you are doing stuff out of Raglan as well?
Yeah, so we tried to spread stuff around. So we've got a couple of, we've got an event on Sunday the 22nd, in Te Kōwhai, and that's a ex-Raglanite, So Love Sarah is going to be hosting that.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
I thought she'd be part of this.
She is, but we're just trying to spread it around to have in different places, so having it in Te Kōwhai to kind of service the whara community and all that kind of stuff. And also one that this community might want to head over the hill for is 5 Steps to a Sustainable Style in Gordonton. And so that's really like an event like to develop your own style, but without the heavy changing over of clothes and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. So yeah, don't just follow fashion.
Yeah, create your own style.
Yeah,
have those pieces that you wear a lot. You can mix and match and all that kind of stuff. So So that one's coming up on Wednesday the 11th.
Okay, and what else, aside from what's happening at the community house, what else is happening in Raglan?
Well, the Repair Cafe's been charging along as per usual. Every month they've been having great events. So they've got a sewing-themed event this month, a sew-a-thon. So their big push is to get as much sewing repairs happening on that day as possible.
Is the Repair Cafe something that, like from the perspective within council, you'd like to see happening in other places around the district?
Yeah, well, we already have one so there's already one from the community side in Rahui Pōkeka Huntly. So they've been going along for a while, which is really great. They had their sewing themed event just in August. And the very first Repair Cafe in Narawahia is happening at the end of the month. So that was using Sotember as their little launch pad. Yes, that's definitely something we'd love to see. And we're kind of working with Extreme as kind of leaders in the space to see how they can mentor and maybe support other groups so they can pass on all their hard-earned lessons and say, hey, this is what you need. This is the kind of tools you need at the start. And then from the council side, we're always willing to support with set-up costs of for community groups or whoever wanted to start a repair cafe, because there is some kit you might need to start doing the repairs.
And finding the people who can repair things. I think that's one of the successes of the Repair Cafe here. They've found people who can fix all sorts of stuff.
I think that, that's the amazing part about community. You know, like you never know who's out there. And so, they're kind of doing the same in the Hui Pōkeka and having those kind of people come in from the community to help others learn and also repair things. So, just the community connection side of that is really awesome. And, of course, everything that gets repaired is not ending up in landfill, which is a win-win. So, we really love the idea of repair cafes. And, we're definitely going to be looking across the rest of our district to see where we could find maybe people who are keen to start, leading that.
Yeah. So from your perspective in council, it's not just about answering the engineering question, I've got this much waste and I've got to get it away. Like this, you're looking kind of broader than that.
Yeah, it's kind of both. So my role as waste services manager, I do look after all that stuff of, we've got this much waste and we want to deal with that responsibly. But also we want to reduce the amount of waste that we are putting in landfills. We want to make sure our recycling's clean and recycled and everything's going fine there. But then also I have a team, it's three of us all together. And so the other part of that is the community education and engagement about reducing their waste, about how we can help our community look into their rubbish bags and actually put less in there and save themselves a little bit of money as well at the same time would be kind of like a way that we're trying to develop our program.
Certainly that's, people are aware of that here. They should be aware of it. The less you put in the blue bags or the green bags, the less you pay.
In the rest of the district, the rubbish situation's a little bit different, so some of it's more covered by rates, so there's not so much of a financial pocket hit. So, and we see that with the stats that Raglan actually throws away less waste per household. And also you can't isolate it for just that, but with all the amazing history and kaupapa of Extreme. But we have some, we actually regularly, not regularly, every 3 years or so, we're required by the ministry to audit what's in the rubbish bags.
We
put it all together so it's not personalised. But so that's kind of how I know how much, fabric waste. So last time we did that was in 2022, and out here in Raglan, about 7.8% of the rubbish bags by weight was textiles.
Yes.
So I'm not saying that's just clothing. That's towels and curtains or whatever people decided to put in there. And that works out to about 0.64 kgs per set out.
Right.
Yeah. So
what's set out?
So like a time they put it out. So I can't say weekly, because somebody like me might not put it out weekly.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's like of the household we collected that day, when we averaged it out, that's what it was. But then conversely, in the rest of the district, they have slightly less fabric waste, textile waste, which is interesting. Because
by percentage or by weight?
Both.
Okay.
But that's the one anomaly that I saw when I looked across the data, because otherwise Whangaroa Raglan has the best diversion.
I saw the
waste.
Stats. Yeah. There's some recent stats that were in a council document. Yeah. So
it's just a weird one, and it could have been just that day that you got a really big bunch of fabric and it kind of blew the stats out. But yeah, we know that overall people are throwing away textiles. Yeah. And so it's just trying to spend some time engaging people in like different ways to keep things they have in use.
And yeah. I guess you continually, with new people arriving in the community, you're continually having to re-educate and explain that this is how we do it here. We've got a system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're talking about SoTimber. We're talking to Sally Fraser from the council. How can people find out about the, because we talked about them, but like people won't remember all the things we said in detail. How do they find out?
You can just jump on the Waikato District Council website and you can just search SoTimber. So that's SEWTEMBER in all one word, and you'll be able to see all the events there. You can download the app for the Collectors Anonymous booklet, and you know that's profiling op shops, charity stores, antique, vintage and secondhand. So for example, in our town, you've got Well Read, Kahoos, Ulo's, Rivet, the Community House, op shop, Zinnia. So they're all within that booklet and the app. And we also encourage people from Whangaroa to get out and see what else is happening in our district in that space.
The divi, you reckon?
I know it's controversial, but if you're heading to Auckland, there's some amazing op shops in Rahui Pōkeka Huntly, definitely. Everyone loves the St. John's op shop there, and it's absolutely massive.
Yeah, I could
so
see
it's just about just trying to, these shops and community, often community groups or organisations that help the community are doing such a great job and keeping good items in use. So it's just trying a way to try and support them.
Yeah, and I the Lions Club will be back on that list at some point.
I know. Yeah, so
they are like talking to the people at the club. They're going to create a space for them around in the car park.
Oh wow, that's amazing!
Yeah, they've started work on that already. Okay,
so as soon as that happens, I can update it. We can get it updated in the app and the new listing and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's the benefit of having an app. We can just update it because unfortunately sometimes we have had some changes and some closing down and
Yeah, I mean, that's going to happen. It's hard to keep up with everything, especially while you're covering the district.
Yeah, the district.
Waikato district, not the Waikato region.
No.
Okay.
I know that confusing thing. No.
Yeah.
So, we're district council, so yeah.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, Sally, thank you for talking to us this morning. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about? Because I know you've got some notes there and I might not have asked all the right questions.
No, I just wanted to also mention that the library's got a display on.
Yeah.
So they've got a display of like a really wide range of books all about visible mending, which is things like this, and I'm just showing Aaron and Mike. I couldn't manage a perfect patch on my beautiful merino. It kind of all puckered, so then I just covered it with a bright piece of fabric and bright cottons.
Yeah.
So they've got a whole bunch of books that they're doing a display down there. You can also pick up the booklets down there and stuff as well.
Yep.
And I just wanted to say a big thanks to all the community orgs and the community people who are already doing the mahi here. So the Repair Cafe, the Community House, Extreme, and it was just pretty inspiring to be able to pull those together and go, wow, there's a lot happening almost every month, and put it on a poster and it looks really amazing, but it's all their work. So
And if you're not inclined to find things online, you'll be able to look in our window here at the radio station. We've got a poster up there, but also that poster is sort of around the place now, isn't it?
Did a little bit of postering.
Yeah. I've been around doing other things with posters too. Yeah. All right, Sally, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.